Secretary of State Colin Powell delivers his annual foreign policy review today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, with the obvious focus being the looming confrontation with Iraq. At the United Nations yesterday, Powell laid out what he called deeply troubling evidence that Saddam Hussein is concealing weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
There are still more than a few lawmakers who oppose going to war with Iraq. For many, the main question now is not whether we will go to war, but what President Bush plans to do afterwards. Connecticut Democrat and presidential hopeful Joe Lieberman said he hopes Mr. Bush plans to keep large numbers of troops in Iraq longer than he kept them in Afghanistan.
Well, I've worried at times that in Afghanistan we achieved a great military victory, but we haven't invested enough to secure the peace and to make sure that the lives of the people of Afghanistan will be measurably better. I think we have to learn from that and make sure that we're there the day after victory in Iraq.
Lieberman supports action against Iraq, as does Delaware Democrat Joe Biden, ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee. But Biden said the U.S. will have to stay in Iraq for years to protect oil fields, secure Iraq's borders, and support an interim government.
All those functions are necessary for stability. All those functions are predicated upon some force being in Iraq guaranteeing those functions. I don't want it to be only United States soldiers there, making us the poster boy for every malcontent and terrorist in the world.
That's one reason Biden and others hope the attack on Iraq will involve the help of as many other nations as possible. Hill leaders met with the president and national security advisor Condoleezza Rice at the White House yesterday to discuss the next step with the United Nations. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas said the administration will likely push for one more UN resolution.
I think they're going to pursue that, or at least that's what Condi Rice said this morning. I think it's desirable on the part of the UN. It was a decision more or less like this that led to the downfall of the League of Nations. I hope we don't see that here.
Roberts said that if the UN won't act on its own resolutions, it will lose its credibility and its validity in world affairs.
How on earth would they address a challenge like North Korea or the Mideast?
North Korea will also feature prominently in the questions directed to Powell today. The communist government there announced yesterday it has reactivated its nuclear facilities, which are capable of producing nuclear weapons. The State Department denounced the move, but some lawmakers think that's not enough. Arizona Republican John McCain is one who says the Korea situation needs addressing now.
I think that the administration is making a very serious mistake by not focusing their attention and energies to this crisis. I would immediately ask for sanctions from the United Nations because they're in direct violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and I would start urging our allies and friends in the region to impose economic sanctions.
Powell is scheduled to testify later this morning. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.